If you're in the mood to celebrate today, here are two suggestions. It is National Headache Awareness Week. You can go to the website of the National Headache Foundation and you'll find 12 tips for a headache-free year. Or, if you prefer, there is another observance that you could squeeze into your schedule. Yes, today is not only day two of National Headache Awareness Week, it's also day five of International Accordion Awareness Month. We believe that somewhere there are those who can find a way to mark both occasions simultaneously, but at their own risk. Now, how, you might ask, does one mark International Accordion Awareness Month? But we think nothing could do the job better than to introduce, by telephone, two accordion players who've never met before, and then let them have at it.
The piano accordion was actually invented in San Francisco back in 1907.
I read somewhere, though, that the piano accordion was invented by a Boussin in France in the 1850s.
It very well could have been. Maybe the piano accordion was perfected here.
They say that then Paolo Soprani in Italy, they said, was the one who developed the 120 bass. I know you guys are the capital for the U.S. for the piano accordion.
Yeah, we are.
That's Tom Terrilia of All Things Accordion, standing up for the accordion-playing community of San Francisco. And the other gentleman is Gary Sierdzinski of Bellows Music in New Hampshire. It was Mr. Terrilia who proclaimed June International Accordion Awareness Month. No legal action was involved. He didn't have to register it. No laws passed, no edicts issued. Just a love of the instrument. Now, we may not all share in that love, but they do have the right to be heard in defense of the handheld, bellows-driven, free-read aerophones.
When I go to play and I walk in with the accordion, 95% of the time, people are just really excited.
In this country, there were a lot more accordion players.
In our job, we get to make people happy.
My goal for the instrument is to have the instrument for everyone to use.
Back in the late 80s, I was playing in a 15-piece accordion band, and people would sometimes, when I would tell people that, they would kind of make fun and go, accordion is kind of a corny instrument.
It's the most misunderstood instrument in the world today.
And I would say, no, it's not. It's very expressive. It's very passionate.
The accordion was such a very popular instrument in the United States in the 30s and 40s.
You can play all kinds of different music.
And it was so much a part of American culture.
I heartily encourage everybody to pick up the accordion and learn to play and, just like Gary and myself, hopefully become professional accordionists, which is probably I can't think of a better job.
Tom, I agree with you 100%. Our job is about bringing joy to people.
Tom Terrilia and Gary Sierdzinski marking National Accordion Awareness Month. There are only 25 more days to become aware. And completely coincidentally, there are 5 more days to observe National Headache Awareness Week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.